I'll just fling papers and ideas around and see if it sticks.
It's the small acts of rebellion that get me through.
Because dating is such a head fuck.
It all sounded a bit mad, but I couldn't help being jealous.
Anyway, what else?
Oh my God. I'm running so late for this date with Australian Pete. A client put this outrageous deadline on a roll. I swear they think I live in that office. Who needs a life anyway? So, my outfit. In the end, I decided to go with the cute lilac Zara top and some skinny jeans. I feel like it says, "Hi, I'm fun and laid back Jess, and I'm not trying too hard, and I'm also cute." I feel like it gives off some Australian vibes. So we're meeting at, I think it's a pub near Covent Garden. I really hope there's food there. I was in such a rush, and drinking on an empty stomach is just a terrible idea after last time. I cannot end up getting so drunk and saying something stupid or going home with him. Absolutely not. Although, I am a sucker for an accent. I'm actually starting to feel quite nervous. God, get it together, Jess. I think it's because the chat has been quite good, so I'm feeling a bit of pressure that he won't live up to it. I kind of regret telling the girls about him, though, considering I haven't actually met him. Probably shouldn't have told Mum either. I can't bear the disappointment. It just feels so good to have a positive thing going on, because dating is such a head fuck. It's normally like one disaster after another. Like, is it so much to ask to meet a nice guy that's hot and has a good job and likes me? You would have thought I'd have had enough bad experiences with commitment phobes that the universe would give me one decent one by now. We'll see. Anyway, I really don't want to get my hopes up, but I have a good feeling about this one. Gotta go though, don't want to be late.
I've got a little secret. I know it sounds bad, but I am already sick of teaching my year nines about the history of the monarchy. How am I supposed to stay impartial? I mean, do other teachers follow those rules, or do they just let their opinions slip once in a while? I mean, I haven't really hung out with any of them enough to know. And don't we have a responsibility to teach children how to be more open in their thinking? The monarchy, for example, I feel so strongly about the decorative bunch of tax dodgers that I can't help but die a little bit on the inside at the first mention of them. Like, I'm telling my students that the royal family is great and that the British Empire was powerful. So am I just supposed to leave out crimes against humanity and colonialism? Anyway, been meaning to try this audio thingy for a while. Felix has been raving about it. He says, if I put my worries out there, I'll feel heard. Next he'll have me aligning my chakras. Oh dear. Here we go. Another message from the school's parents WhatsApp group. By the way, parents are another painful thing about teaching that we definitely do not learn on the course. People say that being a parent is a full-time job, while apparently some of them find the time to do overtime. I thought that I'd set up the group so that I can avoid miscommunication. Now it is a royal pain in the arse. Of course, it's Jasmine Butler's mum asking why her daughter has been placed into a lower history set. Okay, Karen. They don't get it, and it's so stressful because I'm the one getting the brunt. Sorry, Jasmine, but your mum is, I'm going to say it, stupid. Oh, there we go again. Who's that? Niall Gregory's dad asking about the upcoming modules. Darris Turner's mom saying I'm not good enough for her son. They just don't stop.
Oh, it's cold. I've got my first session at 6, so I'm just on the train to the gym. I know I'll be fine when I'm in the session, but I am shattered. Is there any more coffee I could add to my coffee? I've been eating utter shit as well. I'm sure it's starting to show. I need new pictures for Insta, right? But look at me. I keep using photos from last year and it's so embarrassing. The lads literally sent a screenshot in the group being like, "Oi, Sandy, another recycled pic, is it?" I have got a couple of pics of me doing squats from last week I could post. Can't see my belly in those. Plus, you get more likes if you post a cheeky bit of ass, right? Oh, I can't think of a caption. Insta's great for keeping in touch with clients, but fuck me, is it hard to come up with different ways of saying, "Keep doing exercise." All I want to do is sleep. I hope I can get it without George seeing me. Not going to lie, he isn't the most understanding boss in the world. Any time I mention feeling worn out, he'll just clap his hands and say something like, "Toning before moaning, mate. Toning before moaning."
Oh, okay. Hey, I decided to finally do this because I have great news, and that's what diaries are for, I guess. I mean, not that this is a diary, but, you know. Anyway, I got published in an actual publication. Dazed, thank you very much. Here it is, The Politics of Your Grindr Preferences by Jamie Connolly, on their website and everything. I didn't think it'd happen, like, actually sending the pitch and then responding. It felt like, I don't even know. I didn't want to say anything to anyone until it was official, you know, because they could just pull it. But it got through. Hopefully I can stay in touch with the editor anyhow, and fingers crossed they'll remember how amazing I am. I'm honestly just trying to focus on this small win for now. It's been like a crazy fucking week. And my friends have been worried about me because of that. I mean, it's true that, like, you know, I am overworked and have minus funds, but, like, so is everyone in London. No one's living their dream life. It's not special, you know? You gotta do what you gotta do. It's just because they're earning. So, like, if someone doesn't have money, then yikes for them. Like, I'm almost jealous of their working situation. Like, it kind of makes sense. Honestly, maybe I could do that, you know, like, clock in, clock out, get wasted on weekends. Does sound kind of nice when you put it like that, but no. Definitely not for me. Plus, like, working towards my dream career, that has got to be, like, radical self-care. I mean, that's got to be. I mean, Lizzo said something about that for sure. I mean, I should have started this way before. I always meant to. I don't know. I get distracted or lose interest. I know that's bad. It'll help, though, you know. Oh, another thing. I did get paid. Already got plenty of exposure, so I love to see the cash. I mean, it's not a lot, as I said, minus funds, but, like, money in my hand from doing something I love and committed that time to doing that, it's good. It's just good, right? Maybe I can check with Siri if having money is good. Would probably just say, "You're fucked, mate," and show me my balance.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. I wish I had my mom's way with plants. She has the greenest fingers I know. Really miss her sometimes. She'd always say, "Lucia, you have to sing to them." Though with my singing, it's a wonder my plants aren't at death's door. My plants never judge me, though. Oh, I remember the staff Christmas do from last year. It was at some overpriced pub in Central. They booked the back room and everything. And I'd had a few too many gins and thought I was Britney on the karaoke. I think I was swinging the microphone around my head and was really busting some shapes. Had the worst case of the fear the next day. Anyway, I am so proud of my yucca plant. It grew from being about 2 feet tall to 7 feet tall in just a couple of months. Think it's getting too big for my flat. I'd hate to let her go. Feel like I get far too attached to my plants. More attached than I'd readily admit to anyone anyway. I'm definitely an overprotective plant mom.
Need to tell my parents too. They'll be, well, I don't know. Probably the reality check I need, to be honest. I know Dad will be nonplussed at best. Maybe he'll check if this is regular pay and nope, it's not. Still a success though. But he'll think I'm just going to be asking for money again. Bet you any money that I don't have that he'll ask that. Lucky I've got Henry anyway. He hyped me up like crazy. He's too good to me sometimes. Having these different reactions is probably a good 1-2 punch, really. Like, boyfriend brings you up, parents ground you. I miss him. Should try and get a night off to see him. Oh, is that the time? I've got a coach at gig at Phonox tonight in like 40 minutes and tomorrow as well. Plus a day shift at Twickenham just before that. So, the grind never stops. Pub celebrations on suspension till Monday, I guess. I'll crack open a tinny when I get back though, even if I have to knit one off Charlotte. Just kidding, Shaw. I'm not kidding. I've earned it. The walls in this place, I swear to God. Probably can't risk a night out anyway. Keep just passing out on the tube whenever I do something actually fun with people. Absolute nightmare. Wondering what kind of thing I should pitch next. Like, do they want the same thing I wrote before or find a new angle? I can't think about this right now. It's quite fun just rattling stuff off, actually.
Way to the pub to go meet the boys. It feels like absolutely ages since I've done this. It's literally usually just work for me. Like, all my clients talk about these dinners out and their weekends at so-and-so's villa. I literally don't do any of that stuff. I know it's not their fault. I'm not even sure if it's what I want, but does anyone else just know what they want? I'm still waiting for George to make me a senior trainer. Once that happens, the gym lets me raise my rates and I won't have to work every bloody hour in the day. I keep thinking I should chase them up, but it's just awkward, isn't it? Like, I don't want them to seem like I'm too pushy, you know? There's no I in gym. That's what George would say. There's no I in tosser either, is there? I ended up chatting to this client, Emma, after our session last night. She got a really good head on her shoulders. Like, always seems to see things really clearly. And she works at this design agency. It's nice to hear about someone who's doing something that's, you know, not about the money. She seems to love her job. Like, she did a similar course to me at uni as well. Graphic design type thing. She went with it though. I chose PT work because I knew it would get me work straight away. Living the dream, eh? Living the dream.
It's 12:43 a.m. Oh boy. That's a late one for me. Well, you know how it is. Late nights aren't as sexy when you're making lesson plans. It's hardly like I'm storming the Bastille. But it's the small acts of rebellion that get me through. So many people don't even get 5 hours sleep a day. I just don't know how they manage. It's incredible how strong some people are. I know a lot of people that make the best of their circumstances, but I turn into a different beast if I haven't had at least 7. And dealing with kids takes an extra level of patience, and I don't think anyone else understands. Between the spoiled ones and the noisy ones, sometimes I just want to hide in the bathroom for a bit. But here's what I've been doing. Tomorrow afternoon. D-Day. I've got my year 9s back to back with my year 7s. It's 2 of my more challenging classes. I'm trying my hardest to
really engage these students. Don't they say third time's a charm? Well, I have tried like 100 million trillion times with these ones. So, that's what I've been doing with the lesson plan. And I've honestly nailed it, I think. It's interactive, challenging, and not mind-numbing. Even if old Lizzie features pretty heavily. Can't wait for them to see it. I know they are gonna love it.
So I just got off the phone to my sister, and I was telling her how I'm just sick of everything. She suggested I could move back home and stay with her. Like I could help out with the kids, save on rent, probably get another PT job there, start again. Like I came to London to explore, to enjoy the city, and I've put everything into finding clients. You know, getting secure enough to afford life, but I've never got to do any of those things that I actually wanted. If I left now, I'd just feel like a right failure. Plus, I showed Emma some of my art today in our session. She was really nice about it, actually. I'm sick of just being that gym guy. People are so weird. If I try and bring up other things, like, I love my clients, but I think they expect me to be a certain way, you know? Emma was really sound, though. Really sound. She was saying that she'd just finished this life drawing class, like, every Thursday evening above a pub or something. It all sounded a bit mad, but I couldn't help being jealous.
So, just got back from the first date with Australian Pete. Oh, fuck. Gotta keep my voice down. Can't wake up Emma again. She'll hate me. On a scale from 1 to terrible, I would say it was a firm 7. Not as traumatic as actor Sam, but it's up there. So, first of all, he was 20 minutes late, and I thought, you know what? That's okay. He's Australian. He's laid back, and I'm chill, you know? He was actually quite hot, but he was definitely not 6'2". I thought, it's totally fine that you're not, but why would you even lie about it? Seems a bit insecure. And I'm not being funny, but I am absolutely positive he was drunk. He stank of booze. God, I'm all for messy man bun vibes, but he was just plain messy. He had these extreme ripped jeans on, and there were like holes all in his t-shirt. It was not okay. I mean, he was wearing Birkenstocks in February. Who does that? The place he had picked was heaving. We were kind of awkwardly perched at the edge of the bar, and the music was really loud, so we spent the night shouting at each other. He insisted we buy rounds too, which I mean is fine. I wasn't expecting him to pay. But on his round, did he have to get the house white? It was like vinegar. Surely, Pete, I'm worth £3 more for the Sauvignon. Oh. Wow. And he went off on this huge rant about his ex and their bad breakup. I thought, okay, we all have pasts. We'll leave that there. But no, he just kept going back to it. My God, he's 100% not over it. And I felt like he didn't want to hear like anything about me. And I mean, I'm an interesting person. I read books. I've been to Vietnam, you know? Then, out of nowhere, he leaned in for a snog, and I thought, well, he's hot, and kissing him has got to be better than listening to him go on about his ex. I was wrong. It was terrible. Did he have to use so much tongue? And after, he was like, you should come back to mine. Are you insane, Pete? I was out of there. I was actually grateful to have a meeting as an excuse for once and not have to sit there like an idiot trying to come up with a lie. I actually really need to nail this client meeting tomorrow, though. I've been working so hard on it. But when I thought it couldn't get any worse,
my Uber arrived, and then Pete literally jumped in and, like, shouted his address at the driver and was like, yeah, just stop on the way. He didn't even offer to pay any money when we got to his either. So rude. Oh, what an absolute letdown of an evening. But I'm straight back in there. Just matched with 7 more guys. Fuck. As if I have to be up in 5 hours.